Typical, I don't know. Just hope to keep it going. That's one thing I do know.
What is it that you've done better as a group in this stretch?
I think we just really eliminated, obviously, you know, sounds easy, but eliminate our mistakes, you know, especially the big plays. We're able to get the ball, you know, get the ball back to our offense and get turnovers, you know, especially the past few weeks.
The mindset in that last series that Leon scored for your line,
there,
your guys in the secondary, what was the thought process?
I mean, obviously, you know, we're not trying to let them score the touchdown. You know, they started to get, you know, when they made a few plays in that two-minute drill, you know, we still had, I don't know, there's still calmness out there, I guess, that, you know, we knew somebody was going to make a play, you know, sooner or later to you know, get us off the field, and, you know, ended up happening.
It's a classic case of the Steelers that Ben but don't break kind of
Yeah, you know, it wasn't the cleanest game we've played. You know, we were able to, you know, keep them out the end zone, which is, you know, especially in this game and this type of game, was huge. You know, it's like we do every week, but, you know, we focused in on, you know, usually Thursday and Friday on the red zone stuff, and we were able to do pretty well.
Is it a special feeling when the offense sputters a bit and you guys kind of hold the fort? Give them time to make a play to win it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's just part of being a team, obviously. You know, when we were, you know, struggling early on defensively, you know, the offense was able to pick us up, you know, and vice versa. You know, we realize that not everybody's going to play a great game every week. So, you know, if somebody's struggling on a certain side of the ball or special teams or whatnot, you know, somebody else has to pick up the slack, and that's just kind of our mentality and kind of, you know, really what it takes to be a team. Yeah, I mean, I was happy when he came back, obviously, you know, outside of being really good friends with him. But you kind of know what you're going to get with Croc. I mean, he knows the playbook really well. You know, he's going to talk out there and communicate. You know, he studies film, you know, up until, you know, the last minute of the game, going into the game. So, you know, he knows a lot. He talks to us out there and gives us little tips and reminders. So, I mean, I love it that he's back.
Been in a lot of games with this team. The game yesterday was a game that this team has not really won on the road. Offense sputters. You know, it's, I mean, in the past, it's found a way not to get one of those. Does this team feel different in any way that you know, well, you win a game like that instead of?
Well, I think coming into this game, we, you know, we knew if we played well enough, we could win. I mean, there was obviously, you know, stuff out about, you know, not winning in San Diego or California or West Coast or something like that. But I don't know, we really didn't look at it that way. So we kind of just looked at it as, you know, an away game, obviously, and, you know, a game that we needed to win, especially, you know, at this point in the season.
Your last two trips to the coast, beat Seattle, beat San Diego, is that West Coast thing kind of going away in this group?
Oh, honestly, we never think about it like that. I mean, you know, the stats may say what they say, but, you know, week in and week out, we kind of just look at it as, you know, a game that we need to win, you know, regardless of if we're going to, you know, Florida or Seattle.
Were you stunned the Steelers went to Baltimore without Ben and won?
No. I mean, the Pittsburgh has a great defense. I mean, and anytime you have, you know, defense like that, you're going to be in the game. You know, I didn't see the game, obviously. I've seen a few highlights, but, you know, it seemed like Charlie Batch played pretty well. So if they can get that out of him, you know, until Ben comes back, obviously, and, you know, keep playing great defense, they should be all right.
Did it surprise you?
Do you scoreboard watch at this time? I mean, you know, I had a 4 o'clock game. Were you catching yourself looking at the?
No, not really during the game. I mean, after the game, obviously.
How about like before the game?
Not really. No.
After the game, though?
After the game, yeah, you kind of, you know, obviously look at, you know, the teams in the division, and then you kind of go from there.
Were you surprised they ran the ball ball less than 20 times, threw it over 40 times. They had a three-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they just abandoned that running game. Is that their offense, or did that surprise you?
Not really. I mean, they have a talented running back, but, you know, if they would have threw, 60 times and only ran it 10, I wouldn't really have been surprised. I mean, you kind of take what they, they hand to you and, go from there. I don't really kind of look at it as they passed or they ran a certain amount of times.
Yeah.